Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared.
Welcome back here to 560 WQAM and welcome to the 5 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour, I should say. Man, I sped up an hour there for a second. 4 o'clock hour. Chilly Willy playing some more hits. There we go. Greg Likens, Brian Monroe filling in for Hawk and Crowder on this Wednesday. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. We've got a bunch of people texting in as well, which is great. 560-22, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. As we continue on, we have done a lot of Russell Westbrook talk, and rightfully so, as we are still on Westbrook watch as a potential trade. Maybe coming down the pike, we don't know, but certainly they're working behind the scenes to try to get it done. Meanwhile, I do want to talk some more basketball as it relates to Kawhi Leonard here in a moment. But we got into some football talk last segment, and you know, you never know what happens when we go down these roads, but got into a little race talk as well when it comes to quarterbacks and all this other stuff. So you want me to read a few of these texts that are coming
in
here,
Brian? I always want a good laugh.
Yeah, I knew you would embrace this. This one actually is very lighthearted. This is from our buddy Neil in Duluth, by the way, of the 305. So he's up in Minnesota. He tells us at the end of his text, it's a balmy 78 by Lake Superior. So there you go, Neil. That sounds nice. Good time of the year to be up by the 10,000 lakes.
That's not bad right there. It's 100 degrees when I got in my car here.
Yeah. He says, hey, young Greg and Brian, do you think that Uncle Luke's nieces and nephews call him Uncle Luke?
Uncle.
Just wondering.
That's hilarious.
So there you go. That was our lighthearted text. Okay. Somebody says, maybe that's a poor example, but you're talking as if every white quarterback in the NFL can rip whoever he wants, which is wrong. It's not, or if it's not Brady or Peyton, everyone will rip them for being a D-bag, just like they do Cam. That's a tired argument.
Well, they never ripped, they never ripped Roethlisberger. Eli can say whatever he wants in that organization. Ryan Tannehill can cuss out the practice players and say, I make more money than you. No one ever says anything there, but yeah, I guess you're right. Phillip Rivers can say whatever he wants. And by the way, I play with Phillip Rivers, and he gets on your case on the sideline too. And to the other opponent players, cussing them out, no one says anything either.
But he doesn't actually cuss, right?
He doesn't cuss, but he will get on you.
Right.
It's so funny with Phillip. It really is.
That element to him is what always cracks me up, is because he's intense. He's known to talk trash, but he doesn't actually cuss.
And he loves to talk trash and betting, too. Whether it's the smallest things in the world. Like, I remember he got to, like, used to get free stuff all the time. He got these golf clubs and this putting thing and a hole. He's like, let's go. $100 a putt. Who wants it? So all these dudes are getting up there, $100, and he's just talking trash over they're missing and everything. I'm like, man, this dude ain't playing. Everything.
Well, that's the classic description you hear of all of these great players or competitors is just how absolutely competitive they are, right?
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to lose at anything. Like, they take even a small game, and, like, you hear some of these stories that people can laugh about after the fact, but it's, like, even with their kids, like, they don't want to lose. Doesn't matter what it is. They're playing a board game or something on vacation during the offseason, and it's, like, there's something in their mind which, for many people, you'd say, man, you got something wrong with you, right? It's like, come on, you're playing with your kids or, you know, you're out on a date or something, and it's like you're being uber competitive all the time. But in a way, it's like, hey, if you want to be the best at what you do, you have to have that mentality. Or at least for some of these guys, that's the way they're wired and that's the way they need to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen, some dudes are wired differently. Woo, man.
Somebody else says, why do we have to make everything racial? If Cam Newton had as many Super Bowl rings as Tom Brady, he could say whatever the heck he wants.
No, sorry. It's just not the same. It's not the same. I'll give you an example. Okay, we'll take quarterbacks away from it. Gronkowski. Let's say Gronkowski. Gronkowski does a whole bunch of goofy stuff off the field, mm-hmm. right? He has a whole bunch of sexual endos he says to reporters, the whole nine yards. And what do people say? Ah, that's just Gronk being Gronk.
That's Gronk, yep.
Let's let OBJ do some of those things and see what happens. You can say, you guys can tell me whatever you want. I've seen it. I know too many dudes in the league. But hey, you're right. It wouldn't happen. Sure.
Somebody says Cam Newton is just a sore loser, and no matter the race, people don't like sore losers.
Why is that winning? What does winning and losing have to do with this?
Well, you know what's funny about that is that, you know, we've talked about this because I know you were at Super Bowl 50. I was at Super Bowl 50. I didn't even know you at the time, but we were both there. And so, you know, I was there covering it, and I was down in the bowels of the stadium outside of San Francisco there where they were having media availability. And so, you know, for Super Bowls, so much different. It's such a massive event. There's so much media there that it's not like a typical post game where, like, you go cover a Dolphins game for a regular season, they'll have some of the key players and the coach come to a podium and speak. But otherwise, you just have media availability in the locker room.
Yeah.
But there's so much media and there's so much attention being paid to the biggest game of the year that they actually set up these areas where players have their press conferences, like in various parts of the underbelly of the stadium.
Yeah.
So they've got these, you know, going around, they got curtains up and all this stuff. And you're maneuvering your way around a maze, and then you're going to the different spots, and they've got numbers for the different players, and you've got a schedule where they're going to be. And so the way it was set up, and the reason why Cam Newton got this bad rap is because after he lost Super Bowl 50 to the Denver Broncos, and Von Miller being the MVP of that, you know, he was asked all sorts of questions, and he walked off the podium before he finished, you know, formally answering questions. But what a lot of people don't recognize is the fact, and I was there, so I saw it happen, is that where the Panthers were doing their media availability, where the Broncos were doing their media availability, was like back-to-back with each other,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't a separate room. There were just these curtains that were used as dividers. So because they were making sure that they had, like, speakers in there so everybody could hear each interview, Chris Harris was talking for the Broncos, their DB, and he was asked a question about Cam Newton and all this other stuff. And so he's answering a question, and Cam Newton can hear the question and can hear him responding. And so that's why he left. It wasn't because he got asked a bunch of tough questions. It was because he kept hearing the Broncos talking about how they did shut down Cam Newton, all this other stuff. And he's just like, listen, I've had enough of this. Like, yeah. I got to go. And so it was portrayed as if, oh, he's just a sore loser, when in reality, I got to admit, if I was in his shoes and I just lost the Super Bowl and then I got to hear all that BS,
yeah,
I wouldn't have been happy about it.
You're going to be too happy. And listen, I know Cam's side too. Like, I know when he first came into the league, he was very immature and stuff like that, but it's not winning or losing. And before you text in saying I'm taking a certain side, just so you know, I am biracial. My mom is whiter than anybody texting in. Okay? She's Irish, red hair, freckles, the whole nine yards. And my dad is black. So I'm not taking any side. I'm speaking of my personal experience with dudes in these locker rooms, being in this locker room. That's all I'm speaking about. And it's more factual than anybody texting in, unless you're texting in telling me you've been in these locker rooms, you know these guys personally, and that whole type thing. Now, if you do that, then we can have a conversation. But if you can't, don't try me for something you don't know.
We're getting a lot of texts now.
I know.
Some people are some people are complimenting the show, which is very nice. So no, they are.
You say that lightly. Yes, some people are saying. Let me swift through the rest of these guys.
No, it's very nice. But the funny thing is, people like can't give a compliment without taking shots at other people. So I'm leaving that part of it.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah, don't do that.
They're
don't
complimenting
do that.
The show. We'll leave
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't
that.
Do that.
Somebody says you are wrong.
Okay.
No Pittsburgh media rips Roethlisberger because they have no you know what and don't want to be banned by the Roonies.
So you're saying they should rip him, but they're scared
but they
to
don't.
Speak out. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Somebody says Dennis Rodman did anything he wanted.
Are we going back to the 90s now?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. And we also talked about how basketball was different than football, so maybe you missed that part. Somebody says OBJ has gotten away with plenty.
Like?
Oh, I don't know. Like, everything OBJ does is under a
microscope,
yeah. A magnifying glass. I mean, they analyze every little thing he does.
And I'm strictly speaking as far as we are talking about how the media takes every little thing from certain people, right? So everyone always says OBJ is a cancer. Everyone says OBJ is not a locker room guy. Unless you're talking to the guys in the locker room with him.
That was the premise of the conversation.
Yes.
Yes.
So everybody, it's just funny how people twist everything and change it for certain guys, but for not certain guys. That's all. And OBJ, that I know personally, every guy that's played with him loves playing with him, loves his passion, loves competitiveness. The one thing they always say, he gives 110% every single rep. If you go work out with the dude, he's a maniac. Is he a little passionate on the sideline? Yeah. There's a lot of guys out there that are passionate on the sideline that don't get the same microscope or being ripped. And you could say that's okay, he got some rings. So now if you're a winner, then all of a sudden you can't be a bad teammate, or you can't show the same exact passion. Like, that's what it is, winning and losing, huh? Interesting. Good to know.
Somebody says, tell them, brah, race matters when you're on the wrong side of it. They don't see it because it benefits them not to.
Again, I'm not on either side right now.
That's one way to look at it.
I'm strictly speaking personal facts and information that I know.
Somebody says, and that's a perfect example, Brady walked away because he could hear it. It would be the situation, Cam Newton is a sore loser. Yeah, I mean, they're saying, you know, that's if Brady did it, then it'd be like, okay, we have the explanation.
Yeah.
But with Cam, we just interpret it as a sore loser.
Yeah.
And again, that became such a talking point. I remember because doing talk shows after that Super Bowl, it was like the day after, and, you know, there was seemed to be as much conversation about Cam Newton's press conference etiquette as there was about Von Miller and then Peyton Manning winning a Super Bowl, which ultimately was his last game, and all of that. Like, you know, it's never about – it's just like we talk about with the NBA Finals. We like the soap opera. We like the drama. So nobody was talking about who won the Warriors-Raptors Game 5. People were just talking about the injury that took place with Kevin Durant. Because we like that, whatever the big story is that gets the headlines, we focus on that. So the Super Bowl just concludes, and people are talking more about Cam Newton and what he did or didn't do in a press conference as opposed to who actually went out there and won the football game.
Like, I'll admit, I thought when he did it, it was childish until I found out the whole story.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, shoot, you can't blame the guy now.
Right.
Like, come on.
Somebody here says, good insight on Cam walking off. Never knew about that. Yeah, man, like, it was interesting because I ended up taking a red eye after the game back here and then did a show the next day. And that was a big topic.
You took a red eye back and then came right into work?
I did.
Woo!
Yeah, when I was working for the Dolphins doing the Finsider show. And so, you know, I'm there working with, you know, former Dolphins players, and we're talking about the game and everything, all of that. And so Cam Newton's a hot topic. And I'm like, wow, like, let me tell you what my perspective was. It was crazy. But you're right. Like, conveniently, not a lot of people publicized that. It took a while for that to get out before people realized what was going on. And there was the initial reaction that everybody was throwing Cam under the bus and giving him a hard time. And, you know, like, listen, you don't have to be – I'm not necessarily a huge fan of Cam Newton one way or the other, right? Like, you know, but the bottom line is what happened, happened.
Yeah.
And that deserves to be out there. And I only say that because, like, same thing with Tom Brady. I'm not necessarily a big fan of Tom Brady one way or the other, but it's like, you know, you should just report what actually happens.
That's it.
Yeah. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is, what his race is, any of all that. Just, hey, what happened? Tell us why this may have occurred. And if he's acting childish, then he deserves to be called out for it. But if there are extenuating circumstances, then that needs to be said as well. And the whole story needs to be in place. But unfortunately,
that's another thing we don't do nowadays in society.
No,
we don't wait for all the facts.
Well, so, okay, this is a bit out of nowhere when it comes to that. But, you know, you see all these videos that circulate on social media. And I'm not saying all the ones that have to do with, you know, the racial issues, but any of these videos. And, like, for the most part, we only get the part of the video that the people who post it either were able to get because of the timing or that they want us to see. So there's so many of these videos where people react on social media like, oh my gosh, and they just draw these grand conclusions. And I'm like, well, what happened before that?
Yeah.
Like, what led to whatever we saw? Like, and I feel like everybody on social media is just like, well, now we ultimately have to do this, 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 and this because of what I just saw. And it's like, well, but you don't actually have the whole picture.
Exactly.
And so this happens way too much this day and age. I know that doesn't have anything to do with football, but I think that applies to just about anything.
It's everything in life, though.
Right?
Yeah, because, you know, everyone wants to be the judge, jury, and executioner online behind their computers or their phones and not have all the facts to the case.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden you crucify the person, then a week later it goes, yeah, actually they weren't in the wrong. It was this person because now we have the video. Ooh, let me delete that tweet then. Right. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Just relax and just wait. You know, like, unfortunately for what just happened with the Kendrick Norton thing, you know, you read the comments underneath stuff and the stuff people are saying, you're like, oh, well, you shouldn't be drinking and driving. I'm like, where did anything happen where it said drinking and driving? Like,
we don't know.
We still don't know.
No.
Now, what I heard was there was another car involved, cut him off the whole nine yards. But how are you going to say this when you have no information?
You're just going to assume something?
Yeah, and that's the thing I hate about. I hate social media for that.
Okay, just so we alleviate anybody's fears here, somebody says, wait, what happened with Cam? I was in the elevator just now listening on the radio.com app.
Nothing happened with Cam.
Thank you for listening. Nothing happened with Cam. We were just hearkening back
to... Besides him not getting a seat on a plane, nothing's happened with Cam.
That's the most notable thing that's happened to Cam Newton recently.
What are you doing? Did you not book in a reasonable time to get first class? I don't get it. We had a good laugh on that one. When I showed the video to a couple of buddies of mine, and they had their little group of all former Panthers players. Oh, man, those were funny text messages.
He's not going to live that one down in the locker room, right?
The first thing they're going to do in training camp, the rookies are either going to reenact it during the training camp rookie show, or there's going to be video playing in the locker room of that, for sure. Oh, he's going to get ripped for that.
Yeah, right. Like if Hard Knocks were featuring the Panthers this year, which they're featuring the Raiders, but if they were, that would be part of the rookie show.
What?
That we'd all get to see on HBO.
Quick. I would put that on a rookie show right away. Man, that is it's going to be awesome. They're going to have fun with that.
That is built in right there. That is easy money for those rookies if they want to get that
done. And now it's easier for them because they have social media. So you could go back and look at pictures and stuff maybe when they're in college and they did something stupid wearing a cheerleading outfit.
Yeah.
Now they can put it up and now we can do the rookie show. You can't slip up nowadays. You're going to get ripped.
That's for sure. That's why, even more so, not that I had any aspirations of this, but I would never want to be a politician.
Oh, no.
Right?
I stay away from that kind of stuff anyways.
Yeah, they'll dig up everything on you, and it's so much easier now because people post things about themselves. I mean, I have absolutely no interest in that at all.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Because, I feel like, again, to any politicians out there, I apologize in advance, but most of these guys, it's very difficult to trust. The ones who advance very far on either side, because this is going to be party-less. I'm not talking on either side of the equation.
Yeah, make sure you clarify this so the text line doesn't blow up again.
This is completely unbiased and in the middle, but, I feel like on either side of the equation, once you reach a certain level of politics, I have a difficult time trusting you completely. So that's to put it nicely. Anyway, before I alienate anybody else potentially listening to our audience.
You want to talk about religion next?
No. You know what? We'll save that. We're going to do that tomorrow. We're going to spend 4 hours on that tomorrow. So gear yourself up for that. Get a good night's sleep. Uh-huh. Okay. Brian, I mentioned this before, but Kawhi Leonard has surprised everyone yet again. Plus, I was surprised to see that he is not receiving a 100% absolutely warm welcome to the city of Los Angeles. We'll explain both of those stories when we come back here on 560 WQAM.
You're listening to South Florida's Heritage Sports Station, the flagship radio. Radio.com.
Now, no matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. Since the prehistoric ages and the days of ancient Greece, what down to the Middle Ages?
Welcome back here to 560 WQAM. Greg Likens alongside Brian Monroe in for Hawk and Crowder. Chili Willie on the other side of the glass. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock. A little Rage Against the Machine, always like that. Chili Willie doesn't know this, but I've said this before, so people who listen to me regularly, they've heard this before, but Tom Morello, the guitarist from Rage Against the Machine, went to my high school in the Chicago area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I've met him a couple of times. Good dude. He ended up going to Harvard before he became a rock star.
What?
So he's a really, really intelligent guy, but he's a gifted musician, and kind of has the best of both worlds, right?
Yeah, he does.
Because you can make a ton of money, being a Rage. He was an Audio Slave. He does his own solo stuff as well. But then you also just have this intellect, and so, he can do whatever he wants. And, so good stuff there, Chili Willie. Little did you know, man, you're playing all the hits today. Chili Willie playing hurt as well, but shows up because he's dedicated.
Team player, baby.
He was in the hospital yesterday. He'll be back in the hospital after we get off the air at 6 o'clock, but he is here for the team, so we love that. So good stuff there. We got a lot of people chiming in on a number of different topics. We'll get back to your text in a little bit, but I want to talk about Kawhi Leonard. Let's first discuss what was announced today, at least via reports, and that's that Kawhi Leonard has chosen a shorter contract with the LA Clippers that lines up with new teammate Paul George's salary, or not his salary, but his contract length as well, and it sets up the two to be part of the 2021 free agent class. Leonard signed a three-year, $103.1 million deal that includes a player option for the 2021-22 season. He will make $32.74 million next season, and then it goes up a little bit more than that to $36.01 in the final year before that player option. Paul George's four-year, $136.9 million contract signed with the Thunder last offseason also includes a player option for 2021-22. The Clippers announced they had signed Leonard earlier today without releasing the contract details, but of course it all gets out via the agent and all these reporters and everything. With that being said, it's really fascinating because if both players become free agents in 2021, the Clippers would hold Leonard's early bird rights and full bird rights for Paul George. Based on that, LA could offer Leonard a four-year, $196 million contract at that time, and George a five-year, $254 million deal, according to ESPN stats and information. So Kawhi Leonard continues to do things his own way.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian, I think it's actually intelligent from a competitive standpoint to make sure that you and Paul George, like if it doesn't work out, then it's like, okay, you have this out in 3 years where you're not completely locked in because he's 27. So he'll be 30 at that point. And you would imagine, unless something drastic happens, still be a very, very good player. And so he has provided himself with excellent flexibility. And if it does work out, then the two of them can re-up together and they're all good to go. Maybe they'll have a couple of championships by then. Who knows? But the bottom line is this makes sense on a number of different levels outside of a financial level. And here's one more thing I'll add to this before I give you the floor. Bobby Marks, who is the front office insider for ESPN, he tweeted this 4 hours ago. He says, Kawhi Leonard's contract situation. The most he could earn with the LA Clippers in 2021 if he does not opt in is the four-year 196, which I mentioned. But if you look back at his potential contracts that he has had over the course of his NBA career, he passed up a potential grand total of $221 million contract with the Spurs. Then he passed up a potential $190 million contract with the Raptors. And then a $141 million contract with the Clippers this offseason if he had signed for the 4 years that he was eligible for. So with that being said, Bobby Marks has done the math. He has left $118 million on the table during this run of the last few years.
God, I would love a job where I could leave that much money on the table.
Can you imagine that?
But I don't, so let's talk about it. No, but so we always talk about Kawhi being a different type of athlete and being quiet, the whole nine yards. And I can look at it at this point. He looks like a true California kid. Love the California lifestyle. Got the home, and I believe San Diego he has a house in,
I think they said. So. Right.
So he won a championship in San Antonio, but didn't want to be locked down to retire there. So they move him. He won a championship in Toronto. Still not the place that I want to live and retire, so I'm going to move over here. Now, the only reason I don't think he signed that max contract is because I believe with these whole new super max deals that the more time you have spent, the higher you can get paid. And that would be right. 10 years at the point where he can get that four-year 196.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's in California.
Right. If he's accrued enough years in the NBA.
Exactly. Yes. So now I can see him saying, okay, now I'm in California. If it works out, now I can sign my big deal, retire here, and call it a day. And if it doesn't, like you said, I have the flexibility to move if he wants to. If it doesn't work in 2 years, I opt out. Someone's still going to give me a max contract. It might not be 196, but then he gets to pick again where he wants to go as far as that would be probably retiring where he wants. But I can see him staying there because it's California. He always wanted to go back to L.A., and his San Diego home is not too far. But I feel like he's just that California kid. He just loves that type of lifestyle.
Yeah, and you can't blame him for that. I guess the point that really strikes me, though, is this all makes so much sense from a lifestyle standpoint. But we see so many of these players take a look at their situations and say, hey, I want to max out every chance I get. And part of it is intelligent because you just never know as an athlete if your body breaks down, if you sustain some sort of catastrophic injury. Not everybody is Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Whereas Kevin Durant can sustain a terrible injury, but people are still going to pay him a max deal. You know, so you have to be smart about it to a certain degree and get your money when you can. But the NBA players, I guess it just proves you that the great ones are making so much money that, you know, you can bet on yourself and you're still going to have a fortune that you don't have to worry about anything the rest of your life from a financial standpoint. And you can be like a Kawhi Leonard and give up this type of money because, you know what, you want to put yourself in a better position, a more advantageous spot, either from a lifestyle standpoint or to remain competitive and in the mix to win championships. And that's exactly what he's done. I give him a ton of credit. Right. I think you and I talked about it a little bit after the Anthony Davis trade went through and there was this conversation about LeBron and the Lakers maybe not having enough salary cap space for a max player. And then they were able to maneuver and figure things out. But, you know, I think you and I may have discussed this. If not, I brought up at the time, hey, you think LeBron, with all the money he makes off the court, that prior to signing with the Lakers, that maybe he would have not signed for the max just to give a little extra wiggle room? Like if he is, you know, in his mid to late 30s, looking to maximize his legacy conversation and try to position himself to win championships. But he didn't do that. And I don't begrudge players that don't do it, but I do give a ton of credit to Kawhi Leonard for bucking the trend, so to speak, and saying, you know what? Hey, that money's great. I'm still making enough. And I want to make sure I have every move possible to make moving forward.
Yeah, he's probably the simplest of superstars that we've seen in a while as far as his living and stuff like that. Because, you know, you hear the rumors after he got his big contract, he still had a 2001 Denali or whatever. But going after this year, 2019, 2020, he will have career earnings of $116 million. A guy like Kawhi, I think he's chilling. I think he's just going to be just fine in the lifestyle that he has. Probably got a nice big home in San Diego, probably got a nice big home in LA, and he's probably only going to have like two cars. Knowing that type of dude, like he probably flies first class with his family and his girlfriend and his friends and stuff like that. But other than that, you don't ever see him with any like real bling on. He's got a couple of necklaces to see, maybe. And it doesn't look like he splurges on too much. Like some of these guys are like, yeah, man, I got a car for a different day of the week. And this watch right here, that cost $500,000. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh my God. But he just looks like a real simple dude that enjoys playing basketball. And then you know what? When it comes to break the bank at the place he wants to break the bank, I see him getting the big contract.
And he's humble.
Oh, super. I mean, listen, the guy doesn't talk. When you ever have a superstar really doesn't talk?
It's crazy. I mean, and it speaks to how great he is on the court that he still gets endorsement deals, right?
The last time that I can think of a guy that played at such a high level in their respective sport that was super quiet was Andre Johnson. That guy didn't say anything, but he would go out there. He'd love to play the game and he would dominate. Other than that, I can't really name another elite player that just really never talked.
Well, I'm thinking about it. Like, Barry Sanders was very under the radar, too, right?
I mean, he was.
He would still he'd talk when he had to speak to the media and stuff, but he was very understated. And, you know, he for such a flashy player on the field with his ability, you know, he was old school. He'd just hand the ball to the ref after scoring a touchdown and then would just go about his business. And, you know, it's interesting, like, a guy who's like that but certainly has a much bigger presence in terms of talking. He's like Larry Fitzgerald. He's kind of a throwback, but he utilizes his platform for good and does a lot of great things and is very vocal, but isn't a flashy guy, right?
Fitz is a good dude.
Yeah.
Fitz is a really good dude.
But you're right. So if we're looking at some of these understated stars, like Kawhi Leonard has to top the list because especially when you consider the NBA is so star-oriented.
Yeah, and also think about technology that we have with social media and the presence that some of these guys have on social media. Like, we know what some of these guys are doing every hour of the day. Hey, I'm on a jet ski. Hey, I'm on a yacht. I'm in my pool playing with my kids. Taco Tuesday. We all know LeBron loves that day, right? Because of social media. And Kawhi, I don't think Kawhi has tweeted in like 4 years, they said.
That's weird.
It doesn't make any sense, but I love it.
Yeah.
Because everybody was trying to figure the guy out. Where is he going to? And nobody could get a leak because he kept that to himself and he's got a small circle. That's another thing he's done great.
Well, on the court, he's like the ultimate star.
Oh, he is.
But off the court, he's like the anti-star.
He is. He's like, yeah, get away from me. I just want to do this.
We got a couple texts coming in here, which are very good. A couple different people saying Tim Duncan is a good example.
But listen, even Tim Duncan went through his issues because didn't he get a very public divorce and stuff like that and cheating the whole nine yards? Like, that's not quiet to me.
No, but if I remember correctly, it was his wife cheating on him, right?
Oh, was it?
I believe so.
And that's when I think Timmy switched up his outfits a little bit coming into the games, a little bit more swag, and then wasn't going on vacations and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah. But still, we knew he was on vacations and everything like that, and he was out there dating some younger chicks then. Like, I'll give you Timmy. I did respect Timmy's game and how he handled himself.
Yeah, Tim Duncan, I think, is a good example when it comes to that. I mean, we have now seen the shots of Kawhi Leonard recently being in Barbados with his girlfriend and his family. But other than that,
it took paparazzis to get that video, a picture out.
Right.
It didn't take Kawhi to get it because he's over there, goofy smile and a little on the little raft and stuff like this, having a great time like a little kid, like no camera in sight, enjoying what's in front of him.
Yes.
And you don't get that anymore now in the world we live in with social media.
We have a bunch of people now texting in examples of, I guess, unassuming, under-the-radar stars. I do want to pass this story along real quick because I've teased it a couple of times. Many people probably have heard this by now, but there is a coffee chain in L.A. that is banning Kawhi Leonard.
Oh.
Did you hear about this?
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, so Alfred Coffee, one of the many chain coffee shops in Los Angeles, has issued a notice banning Leonard and the Clippers organization's other prize acquisition, Paul George, from all Alfred locations. On their Instagram, Alfred Coffee posted a photo to their story captioned, "We reserve the right to refuse service to Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and anyone else affiliated with the Clippers organization," end quote. And they say the pro Lakers coffee shop has promised to release more details soon about the ban. This is an odd...
If I'm an attorney over there, I'm calling up Kawhi right now. You want to make some money, baby? We're going to take him right to court. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? You're just looking to get sued.
Well, not only that. I mean, I understand. They're basically taking the Jerry Jones approach to this, right?
Yeah.
Any attention or any PR is good PR. Like, you know, you're going to alienate a bunch of people, but they're, I think, banking on two things. One, that there's more Lakers fans than Clippers fans.
Mm-hmm.
And two, they're banking on the fact that just any mention, like, in South Florida, for example, we're bringing up Alfred Coffee Company, and now that is going to be worth its price in gold in PR and advertising for them that, hey, this may only last for a week or two where they're saying there's a ban, but in reality, they're going to get a bunch of...
Oh, yes, they are.
A bunch of attention for this, which is going to be good for
them.
And
we just spoke about it. Their social media is probably blown up. They have more followers than they ever had and stuff like that. And, oh, come out here and have a Kawhi discount, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to have all types of, like, gimmicks and stuff.
Like, hypothetically, if any of us or anybody listening is like, oh, got plans to go to L.A., it's like, oh, I know that coffee place. Maybe I should try it because I heard about the whole deal with the basketball, right?
See, and then, again, look, he's the type of guy that's not going to go in there, right? But if you took a more outspoken athlete and said that to him, the first thing he's going to do is get his boys, take out his phone, and walk right in and be like, hey, can I get a large coffee with some ice, please? Oh, we're not serving you. Oh, why aren't you serving me?
Can you imagine, like, if you're that employee behind the counter?
Oh, my. And you're on camera?
When Kawhi walks in, you're like, oh, shoot, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, man. Listen, that's a lawsuit just waiting to happen. Oh, my God. But they did it with the right guy because Kawhi's not going to do anything about that. Kawhi's not going to go in there.
He doesn't care.
He does not care.
No. You're right. It's the perfect guy to do it.
It's the perfect guy. And like you said, no publicity is bad publicity.
In this case, they are going to gain more out of this than anything else. Brian, with that in mind, we got a bunch of people chiming in with their, I guess, understated superstars. So we'll come back, read a bunch of your texts, 560-22, and continue the conversation next here on QAM.
You are listening to South Florida's Heritage Sports Station. Radio.com.
We're back here on 560 WQAM. Greg Likens, Brian Monroe on Westbrook Watch. As of right now, no trade has been announced. Nothing's happened, but we are waiting patiently as we'll be with you the rest of the week in for Hawk and Crowder. So we appreciate you tuning in. Hope everybody's having a great Wednesday. Chili Willie with us as well. As the 5 o'clock hour, we'll reset some of the Westbrook conversation we've been having throughout the show. But Man, we got a lot of people chiming in on the text line about, I guess, the understated superstar, right? We're talking about Kawhi Leonard. He's going against the grain again. He signs a 3-year deal rather than the possible 4-year deal. He's left, according to Bobby Marks, over the last few years, $118 million on the table based on contracts that he could have signed with the various teams he's been on. But he is giving himself the opportunity and opening up the possibility of hitting free agency in 3 years' time. And at that juncture, he will, or I guess 2 years' time with the player option.
Yeah.
That juncture, he can evaluate whether he and Paul George work as a tandem, or, you know, if he wants to go somewhere else or recruit somebody else to play, because he's the ultimate recruiter now, too. Got all these skills that we weren't aware of away from the basketball court. But with that being said, people are chiming in with the players in the various sports that they feel are similar in that they didn't have much of a personality outside of what we knew about them on the court or on the playing field. I mentioned the Tim Duncan people who have chimed in. Larry Fitzgerald got a couple about Marvin Harrison, and he certainly was understated. You didn't hear anything from him. Unfortunately, with him, you did have the accusation of the murder.
I was going to say, yeah.
But other than that, I mean, he went about his business, did his thing, and he didn't hear anything else about Marvin Harris, right?
No.
He just showed up.
Yeah, but if you get tied to a murder, I'm going to go ahead and just take your name off the list.
Well, and so that whole situation is weird, right? Because there was the accusation, but then it went away. And so...
Got a good fall guy.
I don't know. I mean, he was inducted to the Hall of Fame a few years ago. So, you know, it seems like that's in the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
People are also saying Mike Trout. I think that's a pretty good example, although I saw he now is featured in a commercial for Major League Baseball, which they had on last night as part of the All-Star festivities, and also he's in a Subway commercial, so he's a little more out there. Like,
I'm also talking about guys that aren't active socially and don't really speak out. Mike Trout is on his social media.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows who his wife is, right? I would say not everybody knows who Kawhi Leonard's girlfriend was until that picture came out.
I didn't know he had a vacation. Girlfriend.
Exactly.
Right.
Like one tweet in 6 years or 4 years, whatever it was. Like, come on now.
Now, this one I don't think applies very well, but somebody says Derek Jeter.
I'll say this. I will give Derek Jeter this every single time. Derek Jeter was the man when it came to keeping his personal life with ladies under wraps. He was the ultimate figure that you want to look up to as an athlete when it comes to that type of stuff, because we know 9 times out of 10 nowadays it's something to do with a woman. But when it came to Jeter, and Jeter was one of the biggest superstars ever,
mm-hmm.
You never heard one bad thing. And still to this day, we haven't heard one woman come out and say anything bad about him. He's the man. He is the man. That whatever those baskets he gives them when they leave,
the gift basket.
He is the man. I'll fax on that, Texer. That's a good one.
What was it, the gift basket and then like the limo ride home or something?
Oh, my goodness.
That?
I mean, listen.
Or the town car, whatever it was.
I was like, wait, how come we ain't never heard nothing bad about that? And I'm cool with Jorge Posada at the gym. So, you know, me, I would be like, man, Jorge, what's up with those baskets? What are you putting those? He goes, man, DJ's the man. I'm just saying. He just keeps everything under wraps. I'm like, dang.
Nobody really knows.
Nobody knows.
Somebody brings up, you said Andre Johnson. Somebody says Megatron, Calvin Johnson.
Calvin was a good one. That was probably the most physically freak dudes that I played against in college. And you was on the sideline. This dude walks by. I go, what is that? Coach, what is that? The dude was a freak. I'm sad that he retired so early.
Yeah, I think that was disappointing for everybody.
Yeah.
A couple of people say David Robinson. Somebody else says Robert Parrish, the Chief, didn't talk very much. Robert Parrish was kind of in that older era, where there wasn't the media scrutiny the way it is now. But you know, certainly from a personality standpoint, that makes a lot of sense. Somebody says, so they got Kawhi Leonard for less than we got Jimmy? Is Pat Riley on the LA Clippers? Pat Riley pulling strings everywhere around the league. You just don't know it.
I'm telling you.
We got another one here. This is from our buddy Fallen Poultry. He says, I thought Crowder traded Tim Duncan to white people in the race draft. They did a little bit of a race draft on this show.
No, they didn't.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
He traded Tim Duncan to the white people.
Yeah.
Isn't Timmy mixed, or is he just, he's an Islander, but is one of his parents white, or are they both light-skinned?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, everybody knows he's from the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Because, like, in the race draft, I'd be stuck. I'd be right in the middle. Like, I can't go anywhere, like, you know?
Yeah, I overheard, I was on after them, you know, a few weeks ago when they were doing kind of a fun race draft just out of nowhere. And then I heard that they were trading me for, like, Pitbull or something. I don't know. Like, they're... Like, I don't know if I was going to the Hispanics or Pitbull was coming back. I don't know. I heard the tail end of it. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get mixed up in all that.
Yeah, nah.
I'm going to move forward. Somebody else, our buddy Dom V, says, hey, do you guys think that the Barbados travel agency got their money back for Leonard's free vacation? LOL. Yeah, I don't think it was a free vacation, but because they had offered the free vacation, there was all the speculation.
That was the free vacation.
Yes, and then he decided to leave Toronto.
I really can't see Kawhi being the guy putting up a fit. He'd just probably swipe his credit card and walk out and just, see you guys.
Yeah.
Right? No big deal.
We have another one that says, if I were a Clippers fan, I would go to that coffee shop, order a bunch of the drinks, then right before I pay, say, forget it, I don't want it, go Clippers, baby.
That's a good one. They set themselves up to be pranked. They set themselves up to lose customers, and then they set themselves up that they hope Lakers fans come in there and be like, yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about, screw Kawhi.
Right, like all Lakers fans now will switch from Starbucks to them.
But I mean, again, I never heard of that coffee company. I don't know how many places they do have throughout the area. I don't know if it's a big one or small, whatever, but hopefully for them, they get some business out of it. But I hope also that Clippers fans do that. I hope Kawhi goes in there. Come on, Kawhi. That'd be your first post on Instagram. Do that. That would be awesome.
That would be. That's a great idea. Somebody says, let's see. Okay. That's okay if another smart marketing, marketing coffee shop out there, they'll offer Kawhi free coffee. It's a great marketing opportunity.
For sure.
Yeah. So I'm sure everybody's lining up, seeing how this all plays out. We got some others saying Greg Maddux. Let's see.
Greg Maddux was the man.
Yeah. Sean Marion, Giancarlo Stanton, Calvin Johnson.
Whoa. Did somebody just say Giancarlo Stanton?
Yeah.
You're joking, right?
Come on, man. You're joking. All in one text. Ken Griffey Jr. Somebody says Jeter makes all his women sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Smart dude. Unfortunate. I'm not saying, again, don't, ladies out there listening, do not get on me for this, but there are some ladies that mess it up for the rest of them. When you're a superstar or a rich person, sometimes you have to do those things because you might have had one involvement with one woman that wanted to try to do something that wasn't legal and got you in trouble. And now you have to do this with the rest of the people moving forward.
Okay, here's some insight into the race draft that happened on this very show.
Okay.
It says, I think he traded Tim Duncan for Eminem. Good value for both sides.
That's great value for both sides. That is great value.
On that note, we're going to talk about the value of Russell Westbrook. This debate that's now going on about what the Heat should give up if they do a deal to get the Thunder Star. We'll reset that conversation when we come back here on 560 WQAM.
The 2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, WQAM is radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.